Psalm meditation today is in the first part of Psalm 119. If you have a Bible, please turn with me there. Psalm 119, Aleph, verses 1 through 8. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commandments. I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgments. I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. This is the opening portion, letter Aleph, the first letter in the Hebrew alphabet. And just to remind you, every single verse in this section, every single verse, the first word starts with this letter. So if you were to look in the Hebrew of it, you would see at the beginning of verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, the first, very first letter in each of those is the letter Aleph. This is a good way to start out Psalm 119 for the psalmist here, whether it be David or someone else, is looking first of all in the first three verses where true blessedness is. True blessedness, and maybe many of you have been wishing people on this day a happy new year, a blessed new year. People think of blessedness, it's coming with lots of finances, lots of things, happy relationships with other people, good health, these sorts of things. And truly these are great blessings, but they are by no means the greatest, nor without that greatest one are they truly lasting blessings. Because money, wealth, things can all fall apart, they can all fly away. Relationships with friends can be ended by silly things, by sin toward one another, or that worst rending of all, death. And I forgot what else I was thinking of with great blessing. But in any case, these blessings are nothing without the blessing of knowing Jehovah, of knowing him in and through the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. That blessing is a blessing that does not end. No, it only grows in blessedness. That blessing lasts into eternity, whereas the things of this world will eventually pass away. And our liking of them, our enjoyment of them, will pass away as well, even as we pass away. The only way to escape death is for us to be living at the time that our Lord Jesus Christ returns. Other than that, there have only been two men who have ever escaped death by God's favor. Now, in verses 4 through 6, we see a wish to have that blessedness in the psalmist. And those verses are really a prayer. Oh God, oh Jehovah, for Christ's sake, make me to walk in these things. This is the way a godly heart prays. A godly heart that's made new, that is born again, as Jesus said in John chapter 3 with Nicodemus, is a heart that has new desires to be like its Heavenly Father, to be like its Savior. And so there is a desire now to follow after God's law. John, writing in his first letter, said that keeping his commands are not burdensome. Now they're also so for those who are not in Jesus Christ. But for those who are, we hunger and we thirst after righteousness, as we saw there in Matthew chapter 5 some weeks ago when we were going through the Beatitudes. This desire is one that the psalmist himself has. He sees where true blessedness is, and now he hungers and thirsts after it. Finally, in verses 7 and 8, he anticipates the results of having this blessedness. He trusts that his prayer will be answered, and he sees the blessedness that he shall have when he says, I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgments. I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. Of course, God will not. Jesus has said, never will I leave thee, never will I forsake thee. He who comes to me, I will never cast out. And so this prayer, at the very last in verse 8, is one that so often Christians pray, but its answer is already known from God's word. It is a promise that is established firm and sure. So, we see verses 1 through 3, where true blessedness is. We see in verses 4 through 6, a crying out for that blessedness in Jesus Christ. And finally in verses 7 and 8, an anticipation of the blessing that will be coming. More and more, fuller and fuller, forever and ever. Well, let's sing about this as we sing, as we look at this first part of Psalm 119. And as we look at this, as we sing it, there's one other thing I would have us to remember. As I pointed out last week when giving an overview of Psalm 119, every verse, or nearly every verse, speaks of God's word. All of this speaks of Jesus Christ. For the truly blessed man, the one who walks in God's ways, is Jesus Christ. We do so in him. He is, of course, the word become flesh. And so all of this speaks of him. So again, as we sing from this first part of Psalm 119, using 119a in our psalm books, let us think of this blessedness, let us yearn after this blessedness, and let us see that we have this blessedness in the Word become flesh, our Lord Jesus. Psalm 119a.